For years, utilities have been testing large-scale batteries to store electricity, especially from wind and solar power. Now Duke Energy is ready to bet on the technology with plans to spend $500 million on batteries over the next 15 years in the Carolinas. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
These batteries work just like the rechargeable ones in your flashlight, but they come in units the size of a shipping container. They store excess energy from wind or solar farms and other sources on the power grid, then discharge it as needed when the sun isn't shining, demand is peaking, or there's an outage. The technology isn't new, but it's now at a point where it makes business sense on a large scale, says Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis.
Duke Energy's probably got 10 years experience doing battery research and small pilot projects around the nation. But now the battery prices have gotten cheaper, and there are actually good applications for them in North Carolina that's made us go ahead and make this big commitment.
Batteries are a key part of Duke's latest 15-year power plan submitted to regulators in September. Besides storing renewable energy, they also help improve reliability during outages and provide power in areas hard to reach with conventional power lines. Another benefit? Batteries could delay the need for new facilities, says Jeremiah Johnson, a civil engineering professor at NC State University.
If you install enough battery capacity and use it in the right way, you could potentially avoid building that next natural gas power plant. Completely different application. You can defer or displace transmission lines.
Johnson says Duke's plan for at least 300 megawatts of battery storage in the Carolinas over the next 15 years equals the generating capacity of a small gas-fired power plant. Duke currently has only about 2 megawatts of battery storage in the Carolinas, but has several projects in the works. A solar and battery setup now powers a communications tower in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Another project will help regulate power at an Asheville substation. And Duke is seeking permission for a solar and battery installation in remote Hot Springs in Madison County. That approval could come in a few months. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.